It's beginning to get dark outside University Mall, but in a lime green lit space to the left of Spice Street, people are still hard at work, unpacking boxes, steaming clothing, and putting together mannequins. It's taken all day long, and the end isn't in sight quite yet, but the owner of Scout and Molly's Chapel Hill and her friends have managed to move from their old space at Meadowmont to their new space at the mall in just a day. Owner Nisha Dobbinsbeck takes a break from running around to talk outside Wednesday night.
They actually approached us, and they started early last year, and we were very hesitant.
Though after sitting down with the leasing agent for Madison Marquette, the mall's owner, she had a change of heart.
The traffic flow here is incredible compared to Meadowmont, so we thought, wow, what an amazing opportunity to get in now, you know, as it reforms.
The mall, which is 89% leased, has been upping its game over the past year, inviting pre-established businesses to lease spaces. General Manager Peter DeLeon says they're looking for local or regional-based operators that already have a strong pre-existing clientele.
They may be inquiring with us, but more often we're chasing after them.
That's what happened with Triangle Coffee Shop Joe Van Gogh. President Robbie Roberts says he was contacted by the mall, and they talked for about 3 months before coming up with a plan and opening a small, self-contained kiosk in December. Robert says he was drawn to the idea because of the Chapel Hill Library's temporary residence in the mall.
I live close enough to here that I had seen the amount of traffic that it generated, so that it wasn't just the mall's retail customers. It was the opportunity for a lot of Chapel Hill to see us.
The mall also lost a couple of tenants, including one it had had for 33 years. The children's store ended up moving to a new space on South Elliott Road when lease negotiations fell through with Madison Marquette, which upset some community members. Even so, DeLeon says the mall still fared well last year.
In 2011, we had some wins and we had some losses. We had some merchants who came in on board that weren't very successful, but we also had some merchants who were great.
Cameron's, Metropolis, and a Southern Season, all of which are more than 20-year-old businesses, are still located in the mall.
We've got some great merchants here.
For now, DeLeon says he's excited about the new merchants opening. Scout and Molly's opened Thursday, but it's having its grand opening tonight from 5 to 9. And Robert says since opening in December, he has had repeat customers. But it's all about spreading the word and fitting into the rhythm of people's days.
People's habits have to change, and they have to decide where they're going to get their coffee, and then they work you into their day.
With the aroma of fresh ground coffee wafting down the mall's halls, it will certainly be hard not to. In Chapel Hill, I'm Grace Joyle.